Garrettton makes an attack. Coming towards the penalty area. Down the right, down the left wing. Bringing it into the box. I can't see that number, Brad, but...
Aaron Ambrose was able to make him go around and was able to get the ball away from him.
Nice opportunity for the Sheraton Chargers, taken away by Ambrose right
now. He cut him off at the pass, shall we say?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Sheraton now takes possession back in midfield. Errant pass from the Sheraton defender right to Shadaleshin. Now we have another miscue by the Blue Demons. An open one-on-one by Sheraton, and the shot goes right at Gabe Gravert. So early on, a miscue by the Blue Demon defense gives Sheraton an opportunity to take a shot on goal. Gravert makes the stop, though.
Yeah, they've been trying to do a few drops in the games lately and getting the defensive so they can kind of change the direction a little bit, but that one kind of went awry a little bit.
That one didn't
work
the way
we wanted
it to. That one didn't work the way we wanted it to, Brad, that's for sure. It'll be a Sheraton throw-in on the north side of the field. Not a real pretty throw in that time, and I almost question whether the referee should have called a bad throw, but we'll keep playing. Blue Demons take possession.
The ball to Cody Wynn, over to Andy Henderson.
Back to Belzer. Belzer's pass is intercepted by the Chargers, but a nice play by Belzer. Good effort play by him to make the challenge on the ball and win it back right to Ethan Gray. Good possession by Ethan. He goes to the left corner, plays it over. Cody Wynn plays it back into the middle of the field to Leshin. Leshin patiently comes to it.
Oh, there was a little bit of contact.
Yep, Ethan played off of the ball, and then the ball was played at the net by the Blue Demons. Bobbled by the Charger goalie, but corralled back again.
Kind of just hit him in the chest, popped out a little bit right at his feet, so he's able to pick it up real quick. A little bit of bumping already tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game, that's for sure. Sheraton and Albie come to play each other, and it becomes a physical match before it's all said and done. Tuttle with a nice ball in towards Bettis. Deflected again by Tuttle. Sheraton comes away with it in midfield. Good challenge by Ethan Gray. Ball played by Sheraton down the harmlessly down the right wing. Ambrose takes care of the ball, brings it back up.
Nice pass.
Nice pass to Cody Wynn, to Andy Henderson. Henderson's playing one to Leshin.
That's a nice ball.
Excellent play by Leshin to bring the ball back in. He wins it away.
There's a mistake by Sheraton.
Misplay by Sheraton, and then Leshin gets a shot on goal, but the keeper is right there to make the play. That was Shadow Leshin on four defenders.
I almost thought the Sheraton guy kicked that backwards, but it was Shadow got a foot on it.
Sheraton, it looked like Shadow hooked right around the Sheraton defender and got a foot on it. Kellogg on the left. I'm not sure whether I should call that the left side or the right side.
Yeah, it's hard to
Demons on
how you're looking
side.
At it, yeah.
Mother Nature's rained us out or snowed us out of a couple of games lately, Brad, to where we couldn't get them on the air, so I'm a little rusty with my game call, apparently.
Yeah, we've lost a few games this year. I can't remember how many that couldn't get made up for whatever reason.
For sure the Mid-Prairie game was
Yeah, we lost both of those, and then I think we had two of those, maybe just one, and then Grinnell.
Yes, sir.
Grinnell, their field was too wet, and they didn't really want to come down here too bad that day, so.
I can't say as I blame Grinnell. They're a little bit down on their... on their roster this year, they've lost a lot of talent over the last couple of years. They've made some good runs towards the state tournament. One year made the state tournament. I believe 2011, they were definitely in it.
Got a corner here.
Looks like Ethan
Gray's going to take it.
Ethan Gray comes over. They pull. Looks like Tanner Kellogg's coming up to play the backside. 2, 4, 6 Blue Demons standing right at the 18-yard mark. We're going to make an attempt at a running start and a header.
Nice ball. Oh, good play there by the Sheraton defenders.
And just missed the Blue Demon.
I thought Tanner was going to have that one. Looks like we're going to catch the railroad, or the choo-choo train's going to start up here. We're going to shut the door for a minute. That thing cycles on every now and then. The engine does, yeah. Happened once in the JV game. Sheraton came with 16 kids tonight, so they played two 20-minute-half JV games, so.
Maybe.
I don't know if they're missing a few kids. I can't remember how many they had over there the night when we was at Sheraton there a couple weeks ago, or three.
Sheraton makes a play.
Shadow takes the ball away.
Shadow with the takeaway. Comes right back at it to Ethan Gray. Right, and Gray's taking it into the center of the field. Plays it towards the net.
Oh, had a little spin on that.
Almost got away from the goalie there with that. As you say, he had a little bit of a hook on it. And
our field's a little rough, and the ball might be bouncing up a little bit too. Played on a nice field last night. Knoxville played on their football field. That was really nice and smooth. And
excellent. That's.
They're going to put a sprinkler system in here, we hear, so that'll help our field a little bit. Last year, was so dry, it kind of was hard on the grass. Nice ball. Oh.
Belzer put one across the net right in front of the Sheraton goalie. Unfortunately, Bettis couldn't quite get around.
Just one defender between him and the goal, and that's all it took.
We've got a goal kick for Sheraton. We have 34-36 left in the first half. Blue Demons and Sheraton are tied at zero. Ethan Gray challenges the Sheraton defender.
There we go. Shadow's going to get a shot. Oh, defender closed real fast there.
Loose ball in front of the net. Leshen made an attempt at it. Didn't quite get to it. It'll be a goal kick again for Sheraton. Blue Demons have had the ball on the offensive end of the field an awful lot already, Brad. Hopefully we can continue this all the way through. You would think the Blue Demons' depth would pay multiple dividends tonight. Ball's played over towards Andy Henderson, but a little bit long and out of play. It'll be a throw-in for the Chargers. Once again, the Blue Demons are on that six-game winning streak. They're 8-2 on the season. We have, I believe, tomorrow night against Ottumwa.
Thursday night.
Tomorrow against Ottumwa. And
that'll be our last regular season game here. Scheduled game. Then districts.
Ambrose played it to win. Who gets it to Bettis? One hop a little too long. Bettis couldn't quite corral it.
Oh, there, Skyler made a good close on it, yeah.
Excellent play by Skyler. Back to Tuttle. Tuttle brings it back towards the midfield area.
It's pretty thick down on that half. A lot of red shirts.
A lot of red shirts. They're packing it in defensively. It's like they want to Coach Piercebaker from Sheraton. He's just saying, well, I'm going to pack it in. We're going to play an awful lot of defense tonight. Try to stop the Blue Demon offense. Sheraton brings the ball down. They've got it on the offensive half of the field now. Tanner Kellogg playing a little game of keep away with the Sheraton defender. Throw in by TK, right to Bettis, but unfortunately it's a little too hard on the first touch and it goes out of play. Sheraton throw in, handed out by Kellogg, right to a Sheraton player, brings it forward. He's rolling backwards, trying to reset it and change direction on the field. Leshen takes the ball away, plays it to the left side.
A little strong, went out of bounds.
A little strong on that kick. Throw in for the Chargers. Deflected off of a Sheraton player, and Andy Henderson comes away with it. Nice pass right to Ethan Gray. Gray corrals it and makes a play towards Bettis. Let's see if Bettis can outrun him. He sure can.
Oh, yes.
He sure can.
Skyler's going to get a goal.
And there he's got the goal. That was persistence on that play that got Skyler Bettis the ball. It was one of those situations, Brad, where the goalie just came down and he couldn't get down on the ground to get that ball, and Skyler kept going with it. Blue Demons take the 1-0 lead, 1-0, 32-10 left in the first half. We're going to send it back to Scott for some words from our valuable sponsors.
Pain relief is close to home as Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia offers epidural steroid injections. If you're suffering from sciatica or leg or back pain, surgery might not be your only option for pain relief. Epidural steroid injections offer many patients temporary or long-term pain relief, and they're available at Monroe County Hospital. This X-ray-guided procedure delivers strong medicine directly to the source of your pain. Would you like to minimize use of painkillers, eliminate the need for surgery? Then contact Monroe County Hospital for more information about epidural steroid injections.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
CS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, folks. The Blue Demons have the 1-0 lead on the Sheraton Chargers. 32-10 left in the first half when Skyler Bettis found the back of the net with a nice shot. Basically, Brad, he walked it into the back of the net.
Yep.
Wasn't much else he had to do. Everything kind of split wide open once the ball took that hop, and he was
had a good through ball, and then the goalie came out, and just the ball didn't bounce the way he thought, and Skyler was persistent and pushed it right on through.
That was, if my numbers are correct, Skyler Bettis got a goal last night.
Yes.
That's his seventh goal on the season. Nice. It's a nice offensive season for Skyler this year with seven, and his first year of really getting a lot of varsity play.
He's getting a lot of good quality time. It's really doing good.
He's come on strong. Sheraton defends the ball nicely as the Blue Demons come back. Cody Wynn plays the ball right to the Sheraton keeper. That was one that I think if Cody had it back, he might have had it. He had just enough time sitting around that he could have looked around, found a passing angle, and found someone a little bit closer. Ambrose heads it out to center field, to midfield. I'm sorry about pulling the baseball commentation.
Uh-oh.
On you. There should
little
be a foul
there
on
us.
Yep. Shadow Leshen gets called for the foul.
Just trying to get to the ball from a little bit behind him, and Sheraton player went down, and that's usually going to get a call every time.
Typically, that play from behind is the one that gets you in trouble. Cody Wynn with a nice play comes up and takes the ball away on the free kick. Bettis to Gray. Gray right at the midfield stripe.
Oops.
Got a little bit of a soft touch on that ball. Didn't get it where he wanted it to go. But then he comes right back with a nice defensive play and takes it away from Sheraton. Running down the right wing. He's got a lot of space here. He's
going
to cross it over. Nice ball. Didn't quite get to Leshen as it was headed out by the Sheraton defender. Sheraton comes away with the ball.
Counter on by Sheraton here.
He's coming up the Sheraton right wing. Plays it into the middle of the field on the front half, but taken away nicely by Belzer. Belzer with a nice pass over to Ben Baker. Sheraton comes away with that loose ball. Plays it up to the front, right at the midfield stripe, into the offensive third. Shadow Leshen giving chase and
stole
away with
time.
A great steal on that one. Did a nice step in and got the ball. He tries going to Bettis, but he didn't have quite the right angle on it. We're coming right back. Leshen gets it back again to towards Bettis. It's headed by Sheraton again. Belzer heads it back. Nice idea. Gets it to Ambrose. Ambrose is going to swing it to the right to Tanner Kellogg. Kellogg's going to bring it upfield. Plays it up to perfectly to Skyler Bettis, who brings it back to Cody Wynn. To Gray. Just about a half a stride too long for Gray.
Sheraton's pretty thick in the middle there. They're playing two back and then three in front of them, so...
Yeah, they've got four full-time defenders, and their two outside midfielders are playing an awful lot of defense tonight. So it's going to be, you know, the Blue Demons are going to have to pick their spots to come at them.
Kind of come on the sides maybe a little
absolutely,
bit.
Absolutely, because their defensive midfielders on the outside are, in essence, they're squeezing to the middle of the field, Brad, and they're leaving that outside wide open for us. It'll come as the game goes on. The boys will start seeing it, and they'll get it in.
There's a shot on goal by Sheraton.
About a 25-yard out shot, kind of two-hop to get... To Gabe Gravert.
Easily handled.
Plays it to Tuttle. It's a nice run by Tuttle. Brings it clear up into the offensive third of the field.
Good ball up to Skyler.
Good angle to the right.
Attacking at five now.
Bettis is going to bring it into the center of the field, and Tuttle unfortunately can't quite get it under control as he's in the box. Sheraton's coming back. We're back at the midfield now, but you always know when Shadow Leshen
play
and the
on.
Midfielders for the Blue Demons are in there, it's going to be a challenge for Sheraton to get past them. Baker tried to win the ball. Didn't quite get to it before the Sheraton defender. In the middle of the field, that's an errant pass by Sheraton. Taken away by Henderson, but now it's taken right back by Sheraton. A lot of Blue Demons in one spot.
Yeah, kind of all too many in the same spot. They couldn't get none of them could kick it without kicking each other.
Sergei Koptiko was the player for the Chargers to make a run, and he's making another one. He's on the right side. He puts the ball at the net. Sheraton just gets the game tying goal. It's now 1-1 with 26:45 left in the first half. This game's all knotted up at one. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Well, Brad, in a little bit of a surprise at the 26:45 mark, I believe in the middle of that traffic that we could see down there. I think it was number two, Edward Rodigan, for Sheraton that got the ball on the net, but we haven't got any confirmation on that. A little bit of a surprise there. Sheraton hasn't had a whole lot of offense. That was a nice run by Sergei Kaptiko.
Yeah, number five was working it hard all the time.
He took it right down to the far post, made Gabe Gravert stretch out with a nice hook, basically put a hook on his crossing pass. Gravert made a tip on the ball. No defender there to clear the ball. Sheraton had a nice, easy opportunity to put in the net. Blue Demons, though, in the next less than a minute, we're back down on the other end of the field. We've got a throw in, and we're right in the penalty area looking for
another. There's a pretty good collision there between the goalie and Andy Henderson. Andy got upended. Goalie came sliding in to get the ball, and Andy, of course, had to try to avoid him and got upended there a little bit. He's up okay.
Sheraton's pushed the ball right back into the center of the net. Fortunately for the Chargers, the Blue Demons didn't have anybody there to take a strike at it. There's another play by Sheraton to save another shot on goal. Their defense has played reasonably well tonight,
yes.
Brad. Belzer's now pulled up towards the front line a little more. He's playing a little bit more of an attacking midfielder position. Here comes Sheraton back across the midfield stripe. On the left wing, they're bringing it forward. Nice long ball. Ambrose is there. That sweeper position fits Aaron Ambrose's game very nicely.
Yes, he's done very well this year back there at the sweeper.
He reacts to that ball very well, and he reads the angles.
He's got good speed, reads the ball well, yep. One thing Albie has to watch tonight is the counters like that, you know, with them packed in down here, and then we get kind of up, and then you just kind of take it for granted the ball's down there, and that makes it harder.
That's for sure. Right now we have a 2-2 versus 3, a 2v3 opportunity. Now we hold it up. Ethan Gray pulls it out because he didn't like the numbers because Leshen didn't have a good angle.
Mason had the ball. Ethan's over here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mason Cox with the ball, yes.
There's a ball to Ethan. Got the corner turned almost, not quite.
He's on the left side. Nice play by Ethan. Good ball control. Crosses the ball, goes up over the crossbar, over the net. It'll be out of play. It'll be a goal kick for Sheraton. Sheraton's taking their time. It's almost like, with this 1-1 game, they're just being a little lax about how they bring the ball back into play.
Plus, it's pretty warm out there.
It is awfully warm. It's not cool in this press box, but I'd much rather be in
here. I think we can probably open
that
door again now the train quit.
Ball played by Sheraton to midfield stripe. Belzer with a nice touch. Now he's bringing it up the left side. Plays
nice
to the
cross.
Middle of the field towards Mason Cox. Mason with a great challenge. Forces an errant pass by Sheraton. Now the Blue Demons.
Colton Dorbenow's battling over there on the far side.
Colton now has a throw-in. Oh, they're giving a throw-in to the Sheraton Chargers. Right at the midfield stripe, just passed. Nice throw-in down the line. Always like that play to see if the defense is going to be paying attention if you take it down the line or not. Another throw in, played out nicely by Kellogg. He had it spotted. Into the center of the box. Ooh, that was awfully close to it.
Bobby took
redirection.
Command there and ran to the ball and knocked it out instead of just waiting for it to see where it goes.
There's another opportunity.
Got on all sides.
For the Blue Demons. Good fortune for Sheraton, not good fortune, as he had a great path coming into the net. The ball crossed over the end line for a goal kick for the Blue Demons. He was literally about 5 yards from the net, and if he could have got his right foot on that, he might have had a good strike on the net. Ambrose is going to bring it out for the goal kick for the Blue Demons this time. Sizing it up, trying to see where he's at. Looks like he's going to come right to the middle of the field for Bettis. One hop past Bettis. Mason Cox gives chase. Blue Demons now have numbers. We've got Dorpinghouse on the left side. Ball goes a little far, right to the goalie. One hops into the goalie's hands. Played back out towards midfield. Belzer tries to make the play. Brings it right back.
Ball
plays
over
to it
Caleb.
To Caleb Gray. Another nice play by Caleb Gray. Takes the ball away from a charging Sheraton Charger player. Deflected back, though. Be a throw-in for the Blue Demons. We are at 21-20 to go here in the first half. The Blue Demons and Sheraton are tied at one game apiece. The Blue Demons riding a 6-game winning streak. Chargers winless on the season. Blue Demons really need to take this game with a great deal of authority. We need to put this one in the books strongly with a winless team, Brad.
Yeah.
If we could get ready for Thursday night with Ottumwa, because regardless of Ottumwa's record, just like it is a Centerville or a Sheraton game, those games are always, always really hard games, are well fought. and we want to have keep this momentum going into that postseason run. Shadow Leshen gives challenge at midfield. Belzer wins it. Nice touch. Played by Sheraton back towards the offensive end. Ambrose plays it forward. Now here comes Sheraton again. Deflected out of play by Ambrose. Again, that was Sergei Koptico.
He's been doing some good ball control tonight for Sheraton.
We actually have a foul, a push on him there, a trip,
yep. Kind of a body check.
Yeah,
guess it got called for.
Here we go. This is one that Gabe's going to, they're probably, logically, they're going to put this thing in the air and see if Gabe can find it. And he does just that. Plays it up there. Gabe played it perfectly in the back post, to the far post. It was a good play by Gravert. He picked the ball up early.
Sun was in his eyes. And
it was the right play by Sheraton to try and get that sun in the eyes of Gravert so that he couldn't pick up the ball correctly. Here come the Blue Demons the other way now. Mason Cock, or Caleb Gray plays it forward to Colton Dorpinghaus. Dorpinghaus with a nice step over. Plays it into the center of the net. That was an excellent play by Dorpinghaus.
That's right,
played
to Skyler. Sheraton just cut him off there.
Belzer gets the foul call on that one. A little too aggressive getting to the ball. A little bit of maybe a little shove in the back.
Bobby took the shortest point between him and the ball, and accidentally there's a Sheraton guy in between.
That was definitely the fact.
It wasn't dirty. It was just an aggressive play.
Actually, he was just working to go get the ball. Here comes Sheraton off of the free kick. Plays it upfield. Nice play. Good positioning. Good pass. Nice defense by Bobby Belzer. Takes that ball away from Sheraton on the charge to Bettis. Bettis now weaves through traffic. He's beat two men up to Leshen. Oh, defensively, close. A nice play by Sheraton to get that ball away from Shadow. We've got a throw in for the Blue Demons. Substitutions coming in.
Cody's coming back in.
Cody Wynn checks in, replacing Caleb Gray. Yep. Change of game plan. Caleb stays on the field. Belzer now is taking the ride to the bench.
Now Caleb's going.
Now we may change again because Ben Baker's coming in replacing Caleb Gray. Got a corner kick for the Blue Demons. Looks like Colton Dorpinghaus taking it, if I can see correctly from this distance. A little different lineup for the Blue Demons that time. Right just barely over the head of Cody Wynn. Cody just couldn't quite elevate enough to get to that ball. It was a nice play. Nice kick by Dorpinghaus. Ball comes upfield. Oh. Miss kick by the Blue Demon defense. Now Sheraton's got a player on the right side. This is a foot race.
We're in trouble.
We've got a foot race between Sheraton and... Oh, my goodness. Brad, we are so fortunate on that one. Gravert did the right job, right thing. Came out, challenged the one-on-one opportunity. The offensive player for Sheraton had to kick that ball and over top of Graver because he couldn't hook it around him.
Yep.
And he took it right over top of the crossbar. Very fortunate. Good break for the Blue Demons. Great decision by Graver to come out and challenge that play.
I think we had our sweeper up on that corner kick is kind of why we was a little out of sorts there a little bit.
Looked like the Blue Demons were obviously on a corner kick to bring up a lot of resources to try to get that ball in the net. And corner
kicks, that's where that counter comes in. Yeah.
Yep.
If they counter quick, it can really catch you off guard.
Turning it from offense to defense.
Skyler made a nice play.
Boy, that was a decision by Sheraton that was one that the keeper had a good track on the ball, and then the defender decided to do a soft little hook kick to get it out of the box and then played it right to Dorpinghaus. And Dorpinghaus, fortunately for Sheraton, unfortunately for the Blue Demons, Dorpinghaus put it over top of the crossbar.
Ball might have come up off the turf a little high for him. Looks like he's going to get the ball back, heads it into Sheraton.
There we go.
Blue Cody, Demons, Cody 50-50 Wynn ball, wins it, tries to turn it. Sheraton kicks it out of bounds.
Yep. Sergei kicked that one out again. So it'll be a Blue Demon throw. Colton Dorpinghaus, number 18, taking the throw.
A couple subs
more
here.
More substitutions. Mason Cox coming out.
Ethan's coming
Ethan
in.
Gray's
I can't
coming
tell who
in.
The Sheraton player is. For sure. Number 15.
Sergei Koptico comes out, which is a good thing for Blue Demon fans. He's been a little bit of everywhere, literally on the field tonight. Played out of play by Sheraton. Another
nice throw in, though, trying to take that line.
Another
forcing
throw.
The defense to step up.
Nice throw from Ethan Gray. It's handed out by Sheraton. Blue Demons have enough manpower up front. Sheraton had everybody back in the box defending. Oh, that was a terrific play from Kellogg to Gray. And Gray heads it. Unfortunately, got it just on the top side of the head, and it rolled up a little high over the crossbar. We're going to send it back to the studio to Scott Fry, get a few more words in. We got 15:40 left in the first half. Once again, Blue Demons and Sheraton are tied at one.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. No more running to a branch with your check or tracking down a stamp to send it in. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Well, Brad, since we've been gone, it doesn't seem like we missed anything. Because
nope.
The ball's right back where it was when we left.
Goal kick for Sheraton right now.
Yeah, we're right back. Goal kick for the Chargers. Shadow Leshen had a loose ball 20 yards in front of the net, maybe. Kick towards the goal, went just wide left. Didn't quite do what Shadow wanted to do. Headed out nicely by Cody Wynn. Sheraton's giving chase. John Lazier, a junior for Sheraton, giving chase on that ball. Now we've got at the midfield stripe. Sheraton plays it around Andy Henderson, comes right back at the Blue Demons. Delaney takes it away, plays it up to Ethan Gray. Oh, nice stab by Sheraton, takes the ball away from the Blue Demons, and now we turn it right back over. Got a foul call against the Blue Demons. I'm not sure what that one was. Brad,
I think it was just kind of waiting to see if who had advantage. And when we took the ball away, I think maybe Ethan and that kid collided a little bit, and he went down, and they called it just a little later after advantage was given. Ain't that how it works sometimes?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. There's off of the free kick. The Chargers put the ball right back at the net. Gabe Graver plays it nicely, brings it out to Tuttle. Tuttle looking around for the Blue Demons, someone to pass it to. Unfortunately, didn't find him. And Asa St. Lawrence from Sheraton takes the ball away. Now it's taken away by Kellogg. We're coming back the other direction. We're back about midfield for the Blue Demons. Plays it up nicely towards Bettis. Bettis comes in, gets it, crosses over, switches spots with Shadow Leshen. Leshen needs to go off to the right and then attack at the net. Oh, here's another opportunity for the Blue Demons. They can't finish that ball.
That was
a nice opportunity.
Keeper got back up real quick and played. I thought it was over. I thought Shadow was going to get a goal there, and that keeper got off the ground real quick.
Shadow had two opportunities, one deflected by the keeper. The second one came back at the keeper and bounced off of him inadvertently on his part. He didn't know it was coming at him, but he was up, and it just came in at him and bounced off out of play. Blue Demon corner kick. Looks like we've got Tuttle off on the far side of the field, Brad. We're running the same formation, except we throw Kellogg up towards the goalie to try and get ahead on it. Ball's high, headed by Gray, just wide to the net. It's going to be, I couldn't tell, Brad, if that went over the end line or over the touchline on the side.
I'm pretty sure.
Yep, the officials are calling it a goal kick now. So here come the Chargers. 11:50 left in the first half. Still a 1-1 match. Gabe Graver, give him credit. He's been challenged a few times down there with that sun directly in his eyes. And it's not going to get any better in the second half for the Sheraton keeper.
No clouds today really going to affect it.
Nothing going to keep that sun from hitting him right square in the eyes when it's going down towards the horizon, that's for sure. There's a nice throw in towards Ethan Gray. Defended nicely by Sheraton. Played out. It'd be another throw in for the Blue Demons. Gray's going to take this one. Let's see if he throws this ball right back towards the middle of the net right here. He does. Cody Wynn makes the break on the ball. That was a great play. Good thought by the Blue Demons. Wynn got a touch on it, but the keeper got the one hop right back at him. Sheraton's goalie plays it out over the midfield stripe. Played up by Ambrose.
He's had a couple nice kicks tonight, the goalie.
Yes, he has. He's done a nice job. Cody Wynn plays it forward. Ooh.
There's a through ball.
Just got a handball on that big hop, but played out back towards the midfield. Here comes Sheraton. The Chargers are giving chase.
Skyler took it away.
Skyler Bettis with a nice opportunity now. He's got the far right side. Plays it up. Not the right angle on the kick that he wanted, I'm sure. It went right to the keeper. And we had Leshen on the center of the field. We had Tuttle bringing in on the right side. Just kind of split the two of them is what he ended up doing. Wynn heads it backwards. Ambrose is there, fortunately, for the Blue Demons. He plays it up to Andy Henderson. Henderson's going to play this. Well, there's a nice play by John Lazier.
Throw in for
takes it away from Henderson when he had an opportunity. Here come the Blue Demons. We've got a free kick.
Free kick, I guess.
From about 40 yards away. About 35 to 40. Cody Wynn's going to take it. We bring Tanner Kellogg up. I'm going to guess Kellogg's going to make a run towards the net. We're going to try and play one off his head. There it is. Just a little long. Nice play by the keeper. Sheraton's walking it out slowly. They're milking every second off of this clock they possibly can.
Well, that's a short kick.
That's not one of his better kicks, that's for sure. Ethan plays it right back to Shadow Leshen. Nobody up front for Leshen to choose to throw to pass to. Bettis on the right side now. Here he comes. He's making a play towards the net. Didn't get good footing when he went to take a strike on the ball. Played out by Sheraton's keeper. Again, he's walking out, taking his time. Folks, he's running the clock very nicely every time he touches the ball.
9:08 left in the first half.
Here's Ambrose, plays it forward. Ethan Gray runs right through the ball. Excellent play by Ethan. Got Leshen off on the left side. Gray's got to get around one defender. Then he's got an opportunity. Here he comes. He's back to the middle of the field. A little too bunched up by that Sheraton defense. We couldn't weave through that much traffic. Gray gets a strike. Unfortunately for him, it bounced off a Charger defender. Deflected that ball right out of the way of that shot. That's what he was looking for, was a nice shot. Unfortunately, it went off of a Sheraton upper body.
I figure, shouldn't that be a corner?
We've got substitutions again for the Blue Demons. Mason Cox comes in. Caleb Gray checks in. Ethan Gray sits down.
Was it off? Okay.
And I'm not sure who the other Blue Demon was that came off the field at this time. Nice ball this time by Sheraton, played out, headed by Tanner Kellogg. Again, little volleyball with the headers by both teams. Now Tuttle gets it at midfield, brings it up. We've got Mason Cox on the right side. Good challenge by Sheraton to take the ball away, and now nice pass right back to the sideline. Out of play. Blue Demons will have a throw-in. This game's not been controlled real well by the Blue Demons, but offensively we've definitely had the ball in possession far more than Sheraton. But it's just been one of those
games. A little bit of pushing
games
and shoving out there going on. They're playing a good physical game. A
little trip by Sheraton. We've got a free kick. This is an opportunity for Caleb. Is this Caleb taking the kick right
now? Yeah, I believe so.
He's got an opportunity with Henderson in the front of the net right now. If he puts it up there, asking for the 10 yards, by rule, you have to get the 10-yard separation between the defenders and the ball on any free kick.
That's a good 10 there.
That's a pretty generous 10, it looks like, from my standing, but it's okay. We'll take it. Gray lifts it, gets it up. All right. The keeper came out and made a nice play down into shoelaces. I was thinking that ball was going to hop on him and give us a free shot opportunity.
Punt about halfway up the field by Sheraton.
Nice.
Kellogg comes down, heads it, controls it.
Good work to get in front of the Sheraton.
Gets
player.
It up to Shadow. Shadow passes over to Andy.
Plays it out to the left side. Henderson plays it up. Can't quite get to it before it goes over the touchline. We have 6.5 left in the first half. Blue Demons and Sheraton have played to a 1-1 standstill right now. Blue Demons have definitely controlled the game far more than Sheraton has. However, it's been a game where Sheraton's had several opportunities to put the ball in the net. Played up by Caleb Gray to Shadow Leshen. Leshen plays it over. Nice pass. Nice cut pass to Andy Henderson. Henderson plays it over to the right side. Won that time by Sheraton. Boy, look at that defense. There are 9 guys in the box for Sheraton. it's almost as if Coach Pierce Baker is just conceding all offense at this point. Yeah. He's going to ride this thing out as long as he can and not give up another goal to the Blue Demons. Another substitution. Baker checks out. Belzer comes back in. Henderson with the throw-in. Caleb Gray runs down to the left corner trying to take away some of those defenders. This is going to be tough for the Blue Demons here. There's an opportunity. Ball squirts through the defense, gets to the right side for Tuttle. Good defense by, I believe, David Calpatico. It's coming out for Sheraton now.
Got 5:13 left in the first half.
Looks like Lazier is making a entrance for the Chargers again.
Dorpinghaus comes in for Henderson. Ethan's coming in for Cody Wynn.
All the substitutions are checked in and out.
This kind of heat, they're just kind of rotate them in a little bit.
They're definitely killing some clock with that, too, trying to keep the guys as fresh as they possibly can. Played out of play off the goal kick by the Blue Demons. Challenged nicely by, I think it was Tuttle. Played out of play. Here comes Sheraton with a throw in. Throw is nice and right to the... I'm not sure what that...
Far referee had his flag up, I suppose.
Yes, he did. I'm not sure what they called it. They just called it out of play over the touchline, so it's going to be a throw-in for Sheraton. And there's Ambrose. Again, Ambrose to the rescue, takes that ball away from the Sheraton offensive end. Here we go. This is a run
Ethan
out
gives
for
a three ball to Shadow.
That was a great ball.
Foot race there, Sheraton and Shadow. And
if my eyes are correct, that was Ethan Gray playing that ball all the way up. Yeah. Sometimes you have to stretch the field, take advantage of that fastest guy up front, and let him just outrun everybody to get to the ball. That will make Sheraton spread that defense. Cleared out by Sheraton. We've got a corner kick coming up for the Blue Demons. And who we have?
Colton Dorpinghaus taking the kick.
Yep, going to take the kick for Dorp. We've got one man standing in front of the keeper, which is always a wise thing to do in my book. Shield that goalie so he has a hard time picking up the ball to see where it's going. Blue Demons have got six up, trying after it. Oh, that was just high over Mason Cox. Mason got a head on it, but skimmed off, and he didn't get quite
12 inches lower, and that'd have been a goal.
That would have been a nice opportunity for the Blue Demons had it been either Mason get off the ground.
He was he was shielding the goalie, and then he got up, but the ball was a little strong for him.
Here comes Sheraton with a goal kick. You can tell the Suns playing havoc with the Blue Demons because every one of our defenders of the midfield stripe are shielding the Suns so they could see where the ball was going to come to. Sheraton's making a run down the far side. Out of play. Bad touch that time for Sheraton cost him an opportunity to make another good run because the Blue Demons had a lot of offense up still. Nice header by Ethan Gray. Heads it backwards to Mason Cox. Mason now
kicks it up to himself.
Forward.
Cross. Nice cross there.
It's a great opportunity. Leshen and Dorpinghaus couldn't quite beat the keeper to the ball, but they had two men on the left side of the field. That was a great play by Mason Cox to put the ball on that side of the net. Here comes Sheraton with that deliberate style again. Running clock everywhere they turn, they're running clock off. Unfortunately, that time for their offensive players, their keeper didn't give him an opportunity to play that ball. He kicked it straight out of bounds.
Wins out of the south a little bit, and he carried it over to that side. And
Delaney with a nice play off of the pass from Gray. Gets it up to Mason Cox. A little bit wild on the play right there, but Mason comes up with the ball again. Here comes Caleb Gray with an opportunity. He strikes at it, but it's deflected by Sheraton. Nice pass backwards by Ethan Gray to Belzer. Belzer right back to Ethan, who's challenged, but good foot skills get the ball away and puts it right up to...
There's a good ball.
Right wing, and there's Dorpinghaus, and that ball goes to net. That ball was from Anthony Tuttle. Left-footed shot from the right wing, hooks it in and gets snuck it just inside of the far post. Brad, that was a great play. I thought it was going to Dorpinghaus.
Yeah, I thought it was a pass, and it just went in.
We're going to send it back.
That's the best pass there is.
1:37 left in the first half. It's 2-1. Blue Demons now with the lead.
This is Mike Gray with Albion Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albion Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albee Motor Company, right here in Albee, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Albee Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
It was one of those opportunities that came the Blue Demons' way, and they took advantage of it. Anthony Tuttle from about 25 yards away. Looked like he was passing to Colton Dorfinghaus. However, he put a nice little hook on it, and it snuck just inside the left far upright. Gave the Blue Demons a 2-1 lead with a minute 30 left in the half. We're just about out of time here in the first half. Sheraton makes a play up towards midfield. Here we come, man on. They've got a great opportunity up front. Ambrose is there to clear it out. Ambrose does it again. At the end, that brings a close to the first half with the Blue Demons leading 2-1. We have the goal from Anthony Tuttle with a minute 37 left in the first half to give the Blue Demons a 2-1 lead. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors.
Serve you, Community First Credit Union is moving to a new location at 1311 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Doors open to the new location on May 23rd. We'll also be celebrating our grand opening on May 23rd with a ribbon-cutting ceremony, open house, and See First Family Fun Night. Stay tuned for incredible giveaways, too. Not a member? Join today and start experiencing the credit union difference. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Dewey Motor Company of Albee would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
Spring is here, and so are the Iowa Cubs. With 18 home games in the month of May, now's a perfect time to catch the action at Principal Park. This month's promotional schedule is stacked. It includes dollar hot dogs, two classic baseball card set giveaways, and three Friday night fireworks shows. To view the entire promotion schedule or to purchase tickets, visit iowacubs.com or call 515-243-6111. Iowa Cubs baseball. Come for the fun. Stay for the game.
Starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight.
I wish I may, I wish I might. Have the wish I wish tonight. Dreams are a part of every little girl's life, and the dreams only become more grand in scale as little girls grow up into adults. That's why the professionals at Lucas County Health Center and Medical Clinics are here to help make your dream of motherhood become a reality. From pre-pregnancy planning to your first prenatal visit through labor and delivery in our newly renovated OB suites, we're here for you, cheering you on and providing the care and support you need to help you make the most of your dream of motherhood.
If mooring is your business, you're in business to save money while still using the best equipment money can buy. Fortunately, Barker Implement can help you with both. During John Deere's Green Tag event, we can provide you with John Deere's commercial mooring products at the lowest prices of the year. And for the non-professionals that still don't want to skimp on quality, John Deere has several lawn and garden mowers to meet your needs. Find out more about the Green Tag event at ebarkers.com. Powered by Green, driven by values.
We make car buying fun. Are you still searching for the hometown store with hometown values that will still be around next year? Make Furniture in Albia has been in business for over 50 years and is a family-owned and operated hometown store. Make Furniture is your local Whirlpool dealer. Make Furniture has the new Whirlpool French door refrigerator, Gabriel top-load washers and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves with many options to choose from. So when you need to replace any of your appliances, check out the selection of Whirlpool appliances at Make Furniture on the west side of the Albia Square.
You may think that for quality surgery, you need big. Big hospital, big city. But Monroe County Hospital and Clinics invites you to think differently. Think close to home with excellent care. Our surgical team has been awarded 95% patient satisfaction 5 years running. And our general surgeon, Dr. Neil Sokol, gives you award-winning surgery with no travel required. So rethink the big. Think Monroe County Hospital and Clinics.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal. We're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
And a good Tuesday evening. It is 7:50 p.m. here on Thunder Country KIIC. We'll return to the soccer match here in just a few minutes at the halftime break currently. Albia leads Sheraton 2-1. 88 degrees here on your sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC. Let's take a look at your weather forecast for tonight. Partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures only falling to 62 degrees. Will be breezy on your overnight with wind gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. For your Wednesday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny skies. High temperatures reaching 80 degrees and a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday night. Mostly cloudy skies, a low temperature near 59. KIIC also wants to take this opportunity to congratulate all of our area graduates, high school and college graduates, as the graduation season starts. Don't forget that you can sign up for graduation party crashers on Thunder Country KIIC's website, www.kiicradio.com. We'll be back in just a few moments with more soccer on Thunder Country KIIC.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
Save at your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton and Albia, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. This week, ragu pasta or cheese sauces in 16 to 24 ounce jars, 2 for $4. Blue Bonnet margarine, 1 pound quarters or a 15 ounce tub, just 99 cents. Sure, fresh hot dogs, 12 ounce packages, 99 cents. You can save today and every day at Jim and Charlie's.
To better
Better serve you, Community First Credit Union is moving to a new location at 1311 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Doors open to the new location on May 23rd. We'll also be celebrating our grand opening on May 23rd with a ribbon-cutting ceremony, open house, and See First Family Fun Night. Stay tuned for incredible giveaways, too. Not a member? Join today and start experiencing the credit union difference. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one wants to think about their own mortality, but pre-planning a funeral can be an important decision. After the passing of a loved one, there are often feelings of guilt, stress, and indecision, which can make planning a service difficult. Pre-planning allows the individual or family to make the decisions beforehand, with the benefit of time and guidance from your loved one to help honor their wishes. Tharp Funeral Home in Albia can help you pre-plan a service while being sensitive to your desires and to other considerations like cost. Contact Cody or Richard at 932-3129 at Tharp Funeral Home.
You don't have to give up on performance to meet new emission regulations or settle for less fuel efficiency to get more power. With a tractor like the Case IH Magnum from Titan Machinery, you can answer the demands of today's farming, and you can finance that tractor with an interest waiver for up to 12 months from CNH Capital. Case IH is setting the standard for efficient power in row crop tractors. With nine models from 180 to 340 horsepower, Titan Machinery and Case IH have the tractor to fit your needs. And with an interest waiver for 12 months, you need to contact your Titan Machinery rep today.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world, but our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
Where the Blue Demons currently lead at the half, 2-1 over the Sheraton Chargers. Blue Demons are looking for the ninth win tonight. They're 8-2 on the season right now. They're actually a very good run, Brad. They're on a six-game winning streak after two heartbreaking losses to Centerville. Centerville is one of those teams that's made a great run this year. I believe they're sitting in at 10-3 on the season. Here's the Blue Demons with a nice run off the opening tap to start the second half. Skyler Bettis down in the right corner.
That spreads the defense a little bit there.
Yep, that's a great idea, because Brad and I, we were talking about that at the half, that we need to play the corners a little bit more often here. Ooh, that was a nice-looking ball from Gray. Ethan put a nice touch on that ball, but it just sailed a little bit high. It was almost like the wind got underneath of it and took it with it. We were talking a half, Brad. We need to get spread this offense out a little bit more. Instead of attack that center of the field where Sheraton's able to pack everything together and frustrate us, basically, is what's happening, because they're deflecting balls that they don't know they're in the way of. We spread it out a little bit, give the Blue Demons more opportunity to make that Sheraton defense move and cause a little bit of havoc back
there. Yeah, if you get the defense moving around a little bit, then you can find a seam.
Bells are with the ball. Played out of bounds by Sheraton. It'll be a throw-in for the Blue Demons. Right throw-in, right to Cody Wynn's feet. Plays it up to Leshen. Leshen deflects it. It goes to a Sheraton defender. Played out of bounds by the Chargers. Blue Demon throw-in. Again, there is not an offensive player within 15 yards of the midfield stripe for Centerville. Sheraton's defense. They are playing this thing all defensively. They have very little interest in playing offense, except they're just waiting for that one breakdown by the Blue Demons. Kind of what happened in the first half, in all honesty. Here's a play by Ethan Gray. Comes forward. Challenged by Sheraton. 30 seconds there. Gray comes out of the pack with the ball. Runs it into the right corner. He's into the box. He plays it across the net. There's Shadow Leshen.
I thought that was a goal.
That was a great ball from Gray to Leshen. Leshen just taps it wide right. Not much that Sheraton goalkeeper was going to do with that one, Brad. That was going to be one for the books, as if Shadow gets that foot or those hips squared around a little bit differently. Goal kick coming out for Sheraton. Can't see who the player is taking it, but not a strong kick. Comes right out, but the Chargers end up with the ball out of that scrum.
Might get another chance
Gray
here.
Takes the ball away, runs it into the box again, plays it up. Bettis with the ball, and yes. There it is. There it is, off of the deflection. The pass from Ethan Gray, deflected by a Sheraton Charger defender, right to the feet of Skyler Bettis, his second goal of the night, with 37-26 left in the ball game. Blue Demons take a 3-1 lead. We'll be right back.
Do your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, auto-PAP, and bi-PAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
This is Mike Gray with Albion Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albion Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albion Motor Company, right here in Albion, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
This is Albion High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back at the Albion Soccer Complex where the Blue Demons are hosting the Sheraton Chargers. Blue Demons now holding a 3-1 lead thanks to Skyler Bettis' second goal at the 37-26 mark of the second half, assisted by Ethan Gray off of the deflection of a Sheraton player. Brad, I'm not sure what Coach Gravert said to him at the half, but obviously we've come out with a newfound conviction of putting the ball at the net, because the whole time we were at break, the Blue Demons had the ball inside of the box, basically, trying to get another one in the net.
And they're attacking on the sides, too, which kind of spreads that defense a little bit. They got to honor you out there, and that opens up a few seams, and that's worked out well for us so far this half.
Whatever the coaching staff said, whatever Coach Gravert said at the break, let's keep hearing a little bit more of that, because these guys have got a newfound interest in playing the game with some passion.
Sheraton's got a free kick about 5 yards past the half. Got a wall of white and red there.
Headed off of Baker. Over to Henderson. Henderson plays it forward to Bettis. Bettis misses the touch on that one. Couldn't quite stretch far enough to get there. Nice attempt by Bettis to get the ball. That was one where everybody here was a little bit confused by the...
That should have been a Sheraton ball, shouldn't it?
A Sheraton ball.
That's a penalty. They must have got a push or something.
I think they're going to do a throw-in.
It is a throw-in. I'll be darned.
Okay with the throw right to Tuttle, who heads it backwards. To Gray. Gray's going to play it down the sideline towards Bettis. Intercepted nicely by Sheraton. TK heads it to Tuttle, who gets it right back to TK. Nice kick by Kellogg right through the Sheraton defender. Played up by Sheraton to Leshen. Leshen now back to midfield to Belzer. Belzer with the soft touch. Doesn't get it to its intended target, but he gets back to it. Sends it to Gray. Gray plays it into the right corner to Bettis. Bettis has got an attack at the net. That should be, but it's not. They're not going to call that a deflection off the Sheraton defender. That ball went wide right. Bettis took another shot. Wide right is going to be a goal kick for the Chargers. Sheraton bringing out the goal kick. 34:09 left in the contest. Blue Demons lead 3-1. Ball's played out by Sheraton. With possession at the midfield stripe. Tuttle wins the brace to the ball, gets it up to Ethan Gray. Gray with nice ball control around a Sheraton defender. Again, he goes back towards the middle. Doesn't quite get it to Tuttle. Intended for Tuttle, but taken away by Sheraton. Knocked out of play for a throw-in for the Blue Demons. Gray with the throw right towards the net. Headed by Cody Wynn out of play. Wide right on it. Didn't quite get around on the ball. Be a goal kick for Sheraton. At this point, Brad, you just feel the momentum is gone completely to the Blue Demons.
Yeah, they really woke up here. Playing with a different form of fervency, I guess, than we've seen in the first half. They're really being aggressive.
It's definitely been a good start to the second half. Let's see if we can continue it down the stretch here. Ball was played it by the Blue Demons.
Throw in Bobby Belzer. Oh, no, it's Aaron Ambrose, I'm sorry.
Substitution's coming in for the Blue Demons. Dorpinghouse checks in. Caleb Gray checks in. Ethan Gray goes out, and Anthony Tuttle sets down. Throw in for the Blue Demons. With the 3-1 lead now. Ball's deflected out of play. Nope, stayed inbounds. It's Caleb Gray fighting to win that ball away. Nice play there by the Blue Demons. We're coming forward with an attack at the net. Shadow Weston with it. Plays it into Bettis into the middle of the box, and he plays it wide right. Left foot shot there. Tried to pluck one out of the air. Might have been more wise to settle that one at his feet and let it go. Be a goal kick for Sheraton.
Yeah, Skyler had a little separation there. There wasn't too many red shirts around him that time. Usually they're pretty thick in there. He's probably surprised that there wasn't
some
people grabbing and pushing him. It's probably
Skyler out, Mason in.
Sheraton just doesn't have real strong spacing right now. They play really tight together. It's not giving them an opportunity to really play lanes and defend properly. Eventually, that type of defense will break down if you keep attacking it. Here comes Sheraton on the left wing, played out of play by the Chargers.
Mason Cox has checked in for Skyler Bettis. Throw in by Cody Wynn. Goes down the right side. Hits a Sheraton defender.
That was Sergey again.
Crosses it over.
Into the middle of the field.
Cody's going to center it. No.
Doesn't quite get
to it. Sheraton gets the ball.
Ace of St. Lawrence got that ball. Here comes a play to the... That looks like John Lazier.
He's got a lot of good speed over there.
Quick guy. Absolutely. He's going down the... But we've got Belzer fighting for it. You got Ambrose fighting for it. Here comes Sheraton winning it back. Again. Now Belzer wins it again. Clears it up to the midfield stripe. Caleb Gray gives chase, gets it, deflects it up to
Shadow.
Nice tap pass to
Leshen.
Leshen played it up forward to Mason Cox.
Let her play.
Just one step out of reach. The goalie came out to get that ball and corralled it. Looked like an offsides opportunity there to be called by the AR, but the assistant referee decided that Mason Cox started onside and allowed the play to continue. Another substitution, this time for Sheraton. John Lazier sits down. Look like Spencer Sherrick.
Tanner Kellogg kicks the ball out of bounds. Stops a Sheraton run. It's going to be a Sheraton throw in. Over in front of the Albia bench. Throw in. Ball's caroming around. Albia heads it back out. Sheraton's going to get the ball on the side. Looks like they're going to get the throw in. Ball off went off of Albia. Sheraton throws in, intercepted by Caleb Gray. A lot of defenders down around there. Sheraton comes up with the ball. Albia kicks it out, but it looks like we're going to get a Sheraton corner.
Should be a corner kick for the Chargers on that play. Looked like Caleb Gray kicked that one over the end line. Here's a corner kick for the Chargers. They have... Five men strategically placed in the box. Plays along to the back side. There's a header.
Nice ball.
That was a nice setup.
Good attempt.
Very good attempt by the Chargers on that one. Wide left, fortunately for the Blue Demons. Ambrose set to take the goal kick, bringing it out for us.
Kicks it out to Dorpinghouse. Whoops.
Got a big hop off of that one. Played right over the foot of Dorpinghouse and the Sheraton player. A lot of contact there between Caleb Gray and...
I think Caleb just decided he wanted that ball. And
yes, they did. Here's the...
No penalty was called.
Sheraton comes out of it with the ball, and Ben Moret playing it back towards center of the field, intercepted by Delaney. Ace of St. Lawrence with that one. Plays it up.
Shadow comes back to help out. That's what a forward does.
Nice ball. Let's see if Leshen can get to it. No, he can't. Mason Cox and Shadow Leshen giving chase, but the Sheraton keeper.
He must have been out the end of his rope right there. He
was give this name an attempt. This is Timofeyev is their keeper. Played up nicely to Cox. Cox plays it to the left side to Shadow Leshen. Leshen's going to take a strike at the net. There's that ball. That's going to be recorded as an assist for Leshen. Goal for Mason Cox, I want to say, is the one who got that one in.
Goal assist, Shadow Leshen.
That brings the score 4-1 in favor of the Blue Demons with 28:07 left in the ballgame. We're going to come back after this timeout.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to tonight's soccer match between the Albion Blue Demons and the Sheraton Chargers. Right now, the Blue Demons are in possession of a 4-1 lead with 27-11 left in the contest. Up here with me now, got a little special guest for you. We have a couple of former Blue Demon All-Conference soccer players, basketball, wrestling. We could just go on and on and on. A couple of guys that made their names Albion Athletics. With me now is Cody McCaller. Cody, welcome to the press box.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
It's great to have you up here.
Glad to be here.
Let's just check in a little bit. What are you doing these days?
I'm going to school at Indian Hills right now for diesel mechanic, and I also work at Orchlands in Ottumwa.
Awesome. Getting that career path set early.
Yep.
It's always a good thing to do. Cody, let's talk about what you see in this soccer team of the Blue Demons this year. Obviously, Sheraton's down a little bit this year. But the Blue Demons are offensively, they're putting the ball in the net now. Early in the season, we were struggling to find the net. What's the key here?
I've only been to a couple games, but the couple games that I have been to, we definitely need to talk more. Communication is a big, big key in soccer. But as far as finding the net, we have definitely come a long ways from the beginning of the season.
There's no doubt about it. Last season, the Blue Demons made it within one game of state. We lost in a double OT PK shootout to a fine Solon team that we wish we would have got an opportunity to play back in 2011.
Yes.
But this team, what do you think the chances are? Let's realistically set the tone for postseason. We have one game left Thursday night against Ottumwa. Should be on a huge winning streak. We're on a six-game streak now. Where do you think they land in the postseason?
I definitely think they have a chance to make it a long ways. They just need to stick together and, like I said, communicate more than they have been.
It's one of those things as we're talking. Blue Demons make a play at the net. Sheraton comes away with a clean play by the keeper. No real challenge on that one. Let's flash back to 2011 because as I look at the postseason bracket, 2010 we're going to flash back to.
Okay.
As I look at the postseason bracket, we've got Nevada at Nevada as the potential sub-state final for the right to go to the state tournament.
Yep.
What are your fondest memories of that day playing in Nevada?
I just remember being completely exhausted after the game. I just wanted to fall over and thank God for Brady. Yes.
Brady was standing in the middle of the net.
Yep.
Derek launched the corner kick.
Uh-huh.
Put it in the back of the net.
Yep.
Pandemonium broke loose.
Yes,
on the
it did.
Sideline.
Yes, it did.
First ever state tournament appearance for the Blue Demons. First of two.
And this year back to back. We did it.
This year we're hoping that we get another return.
Hopefully. I'm rooting for them.
I think all of Albia is. I think this team's got the opportunity.
I think so, too.
Cody, thank you. We're going to have your running mate over here. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We're going to have Dakota Poe step in next. We'll get a few words in with Dakota. as we're waiting for Dakota to check in and get the headset on, Mason Cox plays the ball up into the left corner to Caleb Gray. Gray now with possession, sends it to Leshen in front of the net. Played out of play by Sheraton. This game has become an all-Albia foray offensively for us. The Chargers are packed in defensively, and the Blue Demons are taking shots quite regularly now. Joining me now, Dakota Poe. As we check in with Dakota Poe, we have another shot by the Blue Demons of Sales wide of the post. It'll be another goal kick for Sheraton. Dakota, where are you at these days? What's going on? I haven't seen you for a long time.
Oh, I'm just trying to finish up my 2 years at Indian Hills and then probably transfer somewhere up in Des Moines. Trying to stay busy, just keep working, making money.
That's the best thing to do. Best thing to do. You know, you heard me talking with Cody about that reminiscence about the game at Nevada for the first ever trip to the state tournament. You know, obviously the goal is the favorite memory that got us to the state tournament for the first time. But my favorite memory of that whole thing is that last shot that Nevada took as time expired that sailed about 6 inches over the crossbar. When you saw that thing go into the net, what was your thought there? Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, pretty much. Speechless, that's about right.
That was one where everybody in the crowd just kind of got silent. But we also have another opponent that in the postseason this year, Bondurant Ferrara, that's very familiar to us. We beat them also in 2011 in that magical run to the state tournament the first time in another double OT PK shootout. Bondurant and Nevada both are very skilled soccer programs. They bring it to the table every night. They're well-coached. They're disciplined. You know, what would you suggest for those who are listening out there, for this team, what do they need to do in those type of games to win that game, to win possession, win the game?
Bring a lot of heart. That's probably the main thing. Bring a lot of heart, a lot of communication, and be there to play. Just give everything you got in those games.
All out, especially for the seniors, because it's the end of the line. And hopefully the underclassmen feel it the same way that I know your class did when you were juniors. You were itching to get to the state tournament. But I think we almost wanted to win it as bad for the seniors, because they had worked just as hard as you had. That was their last go-round, and to win it for them was awfully special in my mind.
Yeah, going there as juniors, I mean, we played, went out there and played hard. I mean, we wanted to, like, almost give a gift to the seniors as we're going to give everything because you give everything. And hopefully the teams next year do the same thing.
Absolutely right. And you had some special memories you created in the wrestling arenas.
Yeah.
Making it to the state tournament, pretty special times.
Yeah, I suppose.
Miss those?
Yeah, I do. I probably miss soccer the most, probably. I don't know. It was just the team thing, and I don't know. I mean, it was awesome wrestling at state and whatnot, but fourth really didn't suit me, but.
I understand.
That's what I got.
Team games are always great to be able to celebrate with the team. Wrestling, not to diminish the team side of that as well. You're always competing for a championship as a team.
Yep.
But obviously it's a little more pressure on your shoulders.
Yep.
A lot of guys on this year's wrestling team say that they like that, being able to win for the team, but also you're fighting for yourself. If you make a mistake on the mat, it's not quite so much that you look at a teammate and say, how did you let us down or something like that. You know, it's all on your shoulders. It's all you win or you lose on your own.
Yep. I mean, wrestling is, it's a one-man sport, and then you got your team side of it. I mean, I know my senior year at wrestling, I just always wanted to, like, go out there and just help out my team, but I always just had that in the back of mind that I'm going to do this for myself and whatnot, and that just kept me going, and that's what pushed us to be a great team as a wrestling team. That's what's going to push these guys to be a great team on the soccer field as well.
I think we've got the program heading the right direction. It's been heading that right direction for a long time. Coach Gravert's got over 100 wins now in a very short period of time. Overall, I think you've got to be impressed with the level of dedication that the kids have put into the game of soccer, the sport of wrestling, the game of football as well. I mean, we're starting to put Albia on the map in just about every single sport that we have.
Yeah, I mean, I remember a long time ago, Albia wasn't having winning seasons and whatnot. Now they are. It's really impressive the way things have turned around in Albia. I mean, I remember some of these kids when they were little. Some of them not so coordinated, but you look out there now, and they're actually a put-together soccer team, and they're ready to play.
They pass the ball nicely. They defend very well. They've come together extremely well on the defensive end. As we get a foul call against the Blue Demons here, the Chargers will have a free kick from the defensive side of the field for them. So not much threat here for the Blue Demons. Dakota, thank you for stopping by. It's always a pleasure to see you, buddy. I appreciate you taking the time to help us out with the broadcast here. Good luck in the future to both you and Cody.
Yep, thanks, Steve.
Well, welcome back, Brad Gray. We've got 19 minutes left in the contest. Blue Demons still lead 4-1. We're going to send it back to the studio for a quick timeout.
Thanks, Steve.
And get the words in from our sponsors.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
The Albia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back. The Blue Demons have the 4-1 lead here against the Sheraton Chargers tonight. We have 17:30 left in the second half in a contest, Brad, that largely has turned into an Albia display of offense.
Yes.
We're putting the ball at the net just about every 30 seconds now, it seems, or less.
Getting a lot of opportunities. Ball just hasn't went in for a few minutes. We'll try to get another goal here before the game's over.
That was good to catch up with a couple of the guys from the back-to-back stick tournament soccer team. Cody Bacaller and Dakota Poe, two really fine young men, and they put their heart and soul into the soccer program to help bring this program to the level that we're at now. Here's the Blue Demons. We've got another play on the left side of the field coming into the box. Played back to Cody Wynn. Wynn deflects it towards the net. Nice ball by Cody Wynn. That was one that I'm not sure where I thought that was going to lead to, but it came right towards the net. It was a deflection out of the air by Cody Wynn. Keeper makes a nice play by Sheraton.
There's a short punt.
Another short ball from Sheraton. Ethan Gray plays it off of his chest. Now plays it down to his feet. Ball control on the left side for Gray. We've got Bettis up front. We've got Shadow Leshen giving chase into the box for a loose ball. He gets it. He takes a left-footed shot. Deflected and re-corralled by the keeper. Timofeyev. That is a great name, Brad, to try and say. Why don't you try it one time for
me? I'm okay.
That's a
I have a hard enough time with some of the ones in the Bible I got to do.
I can imagine.
Some of them Hebrew names are.
I can imagine you do.
Can't imagine their mama would have called them that.
Played up nicely by Sheraton. Misplayed defensively by the Blue Demons, but corralled back up by Aaron Ambrose. Johnny on the spot is Ambrose again. Good battle for the ball between... Not sure who that is for Sheraton because he's not on the roster.
Secret weapon.
It must have been. Must have been. Nice play by the Blue Demons. Brings it right back up. Played on the
Andy
left
Henderson.
Side. Anderson plays it up towards Shadow Leshen. Leshen's not going to get to that one. Just a little bit long, but he's going to win the rebound shot opportunity. Here he goes. Around the defender. Up front to Tuttle on the right side. Again, we're switching direction. We're moving the field around. Tuttle.
Got in.
Anthony Tuttle gets his second goal of the game on a shot that goes right underneath the keeper, Timofeyev, as he made a dive attempt at the ball. Score goes 5-1, Blue Demons. We've got Tuttle with his second goal at the 15-16 mark. We'll be back after this timeout.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Your grocery savings are at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. This week in the meat department, USDA Select Family Packs of Boneless Angus Beef New York Strip Steaks are $7.99 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice Family Packs of Pork Chops, Regular and Thick Cut and Breakfast Cut, just $1.99 per pound. Tyson Inspected Family Packs of Chicken Legs or Thighs, 99 cents per pound. That's at Jim and Charlie's, open 7 days a week on North Clinton in Albia.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back where the Blue Demons lead 5-1 in tonight's soccer match against the Sheraton Chargers. We're under 15 minutes to go in the contest, almost to 14 left. Blue Demons have really controlled the second half, Brad. First half was controlled by the Blue Demons, but number of shots-wise, it was probably pretty even because Sheraton had a few early opportunities to make it a close contest. But now, it's been all Blue Demons in the second half, that's for sure.
Yeah, they just have too much firepower out there, a lot of good offense, a well-balanced attack by Albia. It's been like that all year. No one player really stands out. They're all just working together as a team and being able to put things together.
The thing I like about this team is they just give effort. They continue to give effort over and over and over all game long. And these guys are they're disciplined. They're young yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, although we have six or seven seniors on the roster, we're still young with the amount of players that they underclassmen that get time on the field. It really speaks volumes as to where this program's going in the next few years. We've got a lot of good players coming through the ranks. Throw in by Sheraton. Played into the middle of the field. Caleb Grace takes it away, comes away with it. Nice decision, gets it upfield to Shadow Leshen. We've got Leshen and Cox running the field now. We've got
Dorfenhaus on the backside.
Now we've got more Blue Demon numbers. Nice shot by Leshen as he comes in on the left side of the net.
It's going to be a corner for Albia, maybe.
Low liner off of the keeper, bounces out of play, and it's going to be a goal kick or a corner kick for the Blue Demons. Looks like Dorfenhaus is going to take the corner kick in the northeast corner of the field. Going to bring it back in. We've got Henderson, Kellogg, Wynn, Leshen, Cox. And I'm not sure who's kneeling down with his hands on his knees. Looks like your boy, Caleb. There's a ball from Dorfenhaus into the middle of the field, headed by Wynn.
Caleb kicks it back out to Dorfenhaus.
Caleb let it go basically to Dorfenhaus to try to give him another shot from that left wing and didn't get it off. Sheraton readjusted the defense too quickly. It's going to be a throw in for
Sheraton.
Well, looks like we've got a foul call. Actually, we're going to bring it back, and we're going to get a foul call.
I didn't see exactly what happened there.
I wasn't watching the play at that point in the field, obviously, Brad, because I didn't see anything happen at all.
Must have been a bump. Big bump.
Here comes Sheraton with a free kick just about at the midfield stripe. Played up nicely. Played out, though, by Aaron Ambrose again. Kellogg plays it forward. Nice deflection by Matt Schultz from Sheraton. We had a nice run with Mason Cox on that one if he would have got that ball through the defense. Be another throw in for the Blue Demons. You should look at
here comes the train again. Every now and then it cycles
on. We've got four guys playing back at the midfield stripe defensively. Almost like we're saying we're not going to put a lot more in the net. We're not going to pressure a whole lot.
Got a throw in now for Albia. Sheraton kicked it out on the far sideline.
Looks as though Blue Demons are throwing it in to the middle of the field. Everybody set up into the middle of the field. Not much spacing here by the Blue Demons, but a lot of Sheraton Chargers packed into the box this time.
They're not clearing it out quite yet.
Sheraton literally had 10 players in the box. That
get a goal kick here for Sheraton.
All of them in the 18-yard mark. And inside. That's a lot of defensive players to try to get through if you're a Blue Demon offensive player when there's only five of you back in the box. Goal kick by Sheraton brings it out. Won by Caleb Gray, headed back towards the offensive end.
Deflected. Passes it up to Mason Cox.
Passes it to the outside. Beautiful decision by Mason Cox. Plays it to Dorfenhaus, who fakes a strike on that. Brings it back out to the corner. Puts it in.
Oh, nice ball over to Caleb.
Caleb Gray had an opportunity. He gets a touch, but the keeper slides and gets the ball before it goes across the line.
Keeper played that really well.
That was a nice play by the keeper defensively there, because that was a good ball from Colton Dorfenhaus to Caleb Gray. Dorfenhaus plays it forward. Caleb Gray now Splits two Sheraton defenders, plays it up to Mason Cox in the right corner. Mason gives a nice heel kick back to Dorp. Dorp with the left foot, puts it at the net. Scooped up by Timofeyev for Sheraton. Again, he's taking his time.
Kind of see some of the next year's players out there together right now.
Got a lot of the underclassmen in, a lot of the older guys getting a little bit of a break. Cody Wynn's on the field as a senior. Kellogg's on the field as a senior.
Shadow save that.
Other than that, I'm not sure we have a senior on the field, do we? Tuttle, is he still out there, Brad?
Colton came in for him. I think Henderson, ain't he on the far side?
There, yep. Henderson's playing left midfielder.
Yeah, him and Kellogg. And
another punt by Sheraton brings it across the midfield stripe. Won by Sheraton. This ball's played into the right corner. We've got speed. That was a nice ball by Sheraton. It went high and over the crossbar. But it's
the only thing he could really do. He's by himself up there. There was no other Sheraton players trailing.
All he could do was take a shot at the net, and he didn't have good ball control because it was a high bounce, but it was all he could do when he's up there by himself, one on three.
Do we have Keith Archibald checking in on the far side? Can't tell if that's him or Skyler. His back's to me. That's a lower number. That's Keith.
I know we have Joe Sager on the field.
Yeah.
Blue Demons are getting some of the younger guys in, some of the guys that JV guys.
Here at the 820 mark, yep, getting a few more guys in. Got a big game Thursday night. Some of these guys
will be a big one. It's always a slugfest.
Usually physical. Of course, it's a little cleaner it is in the fall league.
Yes, it is.
It's a little better officiating. Well, there's more penalties.
The 6-4-1 league gets a little bit carried away on the physical side sometimes in that game, that's for sure. That's been going on a long time, ever since I can remember. I've been doing that league since just about the beginning, and the Atomo game always got physical. 7:45 left in the contest. We're going to send it back to Scott Fry at the studio with the Blue Demons leading 5-1 in this game against the Sheraton Chargers.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
The Albia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
While we were away, Caleb Gray had a nice shot on goal that just skimmed over the crossbar and went out of play. Brad, he put a lot on that one. He wanted to hit the back of the net with some force.
Blue Demons aiming for the corner and just missed.
Blue Demons are up 5-1 right now on Sheraton. Just inside 6 minutes to go now. The Blue Demons are substituting freely. We have Brett Baker in the game. We have Tyler Berry now checked in. Lots of younger guys.
There's the goal.
Was a really nice ball.
Assist by Caleb.
At the 5:46. Nice ball by the Blue Demons. Put that one in the back of the net. Now it's 6-1. Blue Demons are up. And that was Colton Dorpinghouse with the goal. Laced it through traffic. Got it to go into the back of the net. Now it's 6-1 Blue Demons in favor. Brad, this game is one that in the first half, the way it was playing out, we weren't sure this game was going to end up being like this. But, boy, the Blue Demons have turned it on in the second half and made a different game of it.
Yeah, they've done that a lot this year where some games are a little tighter in the first half, and then all of a sudden they just really break through and seems like they make some halftime corrections or whatever and start to really put the ball in the net.
in tonight's game, it has to be, you've got to think, Brad, that fatigue on the Sheraton side has played again. Because it's a warm night. Let's be honest, it's a hot night. 90 degrees or so during the course of the day. They only bring 16 players to the match. They've already played
a couple 20-minute halves for JV, yep.
JV game. So their boys have got to be running out of gas on legs. But let's not give too much credit to that. Let's give a lot of credit to the Blue Demons starting to move the ball, space it out a little more. I would, for those of you that are basketball fans out there, it's a lot like a game of basketball.
Yes.
If you continue to pass to the same spot, the defense corrects and changes that. So you've got to have quick ball movement, you've got to have precise passing, and you've got to have periodically dribble penetration to keep your defense guessing at all times. You need to play the long ball. The Blue Demons have done that tonight in the second half. In the first half, they played well offensively, but in the second half, they just took it to a whole nother level.
Don't forget the award ceremony is in the cafeteria.
A lot of good give and goes tonight.
It is a beautiful night here for a soccer match. The Blue Demons now are on the cusp of finishing up their ninth victory of the year. This will give them a seven-game winning streak heading into the season finale against Ottumwa. We've got a breakaway opportunity for Sheraton. Nice play by Gabe Gravert as Sheraton tried to hook that ball across and put it on the near on the far post, but Gabe Gravert sprawls out onto the turf. And
Sarah's over on the other side now. Come in, Sarah Clark.
Yes. Yes, Sarah is on the field. Let's try to run through this roster right now. We have Mason Cox up front. I can't tell who's on the back side right
That's
now.
That's Keith Archibald.
Keith Archibald. We've got Caleb Gray. We've got Colton Dorpinghouse. We have
Brett Baker.
Brett Baker.
Sarah.
Sarah Clark. We've got Tyler Berry.
And Sager.
Okay. Joe Sager.
Joe Sager and
not sure where we're going with the next one. We're missing one.
Oh, I see it. I know him. I just can't get it. Brendan Bassett. I'm sorry.
Yes, Brendan Bassett's on the field.
Absolutely. Boy, I just couldn't pull it out.
Sheraton with the ball. Just passed a midfield strike. Nice challenge by Mason Cox.
Free popcorn at the concession stand. First come, first serve.
I've got to say, that's a nice throw from Sheraton. Gets it down towards the net, trying to take advantage of a younger defensive lineup back there, but the Blue Demon, the young Demons crew on the field now did a nice job, defended that nicely, Brad.
Yes, they closed the gap real quick there, and they played real good, marked up.
So, Brad, you've obviously got you've got more know on this team than I do right now. What's the outlook for Ottumwa Thursday night?
Well, that'll be I don't know how much they're pretty good this year. They always are. I think we'll playing at home is going to help us as long as we come out with some fire and pass the ball well. I think we'll be good. I don't know what their offensive scheme is, how they attack, but I think we're definitely going to have a good chance if we show up.
That was a rocket shot by one of the Blue Demons.
I think it's Caleb over there.
Caleb took another one. He's got a great strike on the ball. He gets a lot of velocity when he does take that shot. He doesn't take shots often, but when he does, you know it's coming at you. One thing back to the Ottumwa game. Their record is always deceiving because they play in Class 3A. They play in the CIML League, Central Iowa Metro League up in Des Moines. They play Ankeny. They play all the Des Moines schools, obviously. So for them to lose 7-8 matches in a year, that doesn't
reflect on how good
they are as a team. Because when you play against Urbandale and Ankeny and those boys that are perennially ranked in the top 10 every year, top 5 for most of them,
they allow their kids play on some select teams in the summer and things, so they get a lot of exposure to soccer. And you see the highlights on the news. You know, I watch them sometimes, and got some pretty good programs. But there's a lot of good athletes down in our area too, so it's just kind of how it flows. But I think it'll be one thing I like about high school. We played them in the fall; it's pretty tough. I don't remember how we turned out with them last year, but you got to play a little cleaner with a referee that you got to sit down if you get a yellow. That's which exactly in the fall league you don't sit down, and that's one thing I'd like to see changed, where they would sit down a little bit, and it'd be a little cleaner game. It can get really, really tough out there.
I think in the traveling soccer leagues, if you will, the fall season that you're talking about, the referees they need to take that into their own hands. The ISA or whoever we're playing through, USSSF, whoever that is, we need to take that and change it, because I think the yellow card setting down for 10 minutes definitely changes the style of play.
It does. It makes you can't get away with some of the stuff. So
that's for sure. I know it's been a game changer in a couple of games over my lifetime of being a soccer parent and soccer announcer. You know, yellow cards in the state tournament cost us an opportunity down the stretch against MOC Fulton Valley because it took Derek out of the game with 11 minutes left. But as far as the tunnel is concerned, I urge all of you to either to tune in to the broadcast on KIIC, Thunder Country KIIC, the Southern Iowa Sports Leader, or come out and watch the game live because this is an exciting soccer team we've got going now. We've now got 48 goals on the year. I think the school record is like 75. But this team hasn't played as many games because we've lost a lot of them to inclement weather. That just brings a conclusion to the game. In a game that was truly dominated by the Blue Demons all the way through, but the offensive stats didn't show it in the first half, Brandon.
Yeah.
One where the first half was real even until Anthony Tuttle got that goal with 1:37 left in the first half to seal the deal to put us ahead 2-1, and that really switched all the momentum to us.
Yeah, Sherrick can really hold their heads high. I mean, they played tough that first half, and like you said, maybe they just ran out a little bit of a gas there and stuff, and you know, with the heat the way it was. And but they, good program. They're going to grow. Looking forward to seeing Albia. I think they're going to have a pretty good run at it coming up here. So that time will be a good test for them. They're going to really face some good competition. So we're looking forward to districts coming up here starting next week.
It's going to be a great run. Tomorrow night's a big night. Let's recap the scoring a little bit. We've got tonight we had Skyler Bettis got two goals, which brings him to an 8 on the year. Anthony Tuttle had two goals, bringing him to 3 on the year. And we had Mason Cox and Dorfinghaus both put one in the back of the net to give us our final of 6-1. For Brad Gray, I'm Steve Rockwell. Another successful night on the soccer pitch for the Blue Demons. Coach Gary Graver runs his season record to 9 wins, 2 losses. Thursday night against Ottumwa right here in Albia.
Come out and see the game.
Let's see.
Want to see
you
here.
Demons can win the 10th, that magical 10. 10 wins in soccer out of 12 games. Pretty special number for these boys. This team's got a lot to be proud of, but we got a lot of soccer left to play this year. We're going to make a big run in the postseason. We'll bring you Thursday night's action live on KIIC 96.7. I'm Steve Rockwell for Brad Gray. Thanks, and have a great night.
Without it.